Good day to all who are listening today. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, and I have the privilege of being your pastor for the day, and I'm very glad that you are listening today. I'd like to share with you 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13, which states, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong." May the Lord bless us with His word as we ponder it to our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith is a powerful gift from God and is a powerful motivator for those who take their faith seriously for the glory of the Lord. We are called of God to watch over our faith in such a way as to do all we can to protect it so that we are able to stand steadfast, firm, and unmovable from the truths that God's gift of faith reveals. We are called to be brave men and women of faith so that we can easily defend our faith when the opportunity arises. We all must remember that our faith is also something God calls us to share with others. When we take our faith seriously, people take notice. And when our speech and our actions line up with the Word of God, those in our circle of life actually observe us and see God actually moving in our lives. This verse calls us to have a strong faith. To understand what a strong faith is, let us just take a moment and look at what a weak faith might be. A weak faith would be deficient in physical strength or feeble. A weak faith is mentally or intellectually deficient or unknowledgeable. A weak faith is not factually grounded, rather it is persuaded by falsehood rather than the truth. And finally, a weak faith is often based upon cultural decisions rather than the decrees of Scripture. So how strong do you think your faith truly is? The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 6:10, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." There are four traits that mark a strong believer of faith. They are, number one, they worship with others in reverence and awe. Listen to Hebrews 12:28. "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Second, believers with a strong faith actually read, study, they meditate, trust, and obey the word of God. Listen to Joshua 1:8. "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful." Third, people with a strong faith learn to communicate with God His way through prayer. Listen to Ephesians 6:18. "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." And finally, number four, they are actively involved in God's ministry and mission plan. Listen to Matthew 4:10 when Jesus was tempted by the devil. Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" As a pastor, I am truly amazed to see how strong in Christ the faith of a true believer becomes when they practice these four biblical decrees of worship, meditation and obedience of God's word, devoted prayer life, and involvement in God's plan of church ministry and mission. Those who choose not to become weak in their faith, and eventually they will and often do fall away. Don't allow that to happen to you. The Christmas season is a great time to strengthen your faith with others. Thank you for listening. I'm Pastor Daniel Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. It is my prayer that you will continue to be inspired by the ministry of the Mars Hill Network, your Christmas light for the season. Have a blessed day.